Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're two games above 500.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had to erase all that damage from that 10-game losing streak.
Yeah.
But they have. They've been able to bounce back, and they've been able to get themselves in the win column on a consistent basis. Now, the schedule has been easier as of late. Mm. The roadblock I have, Nick, and this is what's hard for me, and I don't mean to make any sort of, you know, pessimistic outlook on this, but it's reality. Forget the easier, soft side of the schedule. Just the teams that are in the wild card right now, Red Sox, Yankees, and the Mariners. I don't see the Red Sox going anywhere, but that'd be the one you'd have to bet on. Yankees, maybe the injury to Judge, and you throw a couple things in the mix. But ultimately, the way Seattle attacked the deadline in not only getting Naylor, but getting Suarez as well, like it's an uphill battle. You're going to have to finish, I would say, 7-8 games above 500 at the end of this season. Do you think the Guardians can get there? That'd be the bet.
So I think they can. I mean, I think the gap is so insignificant. 2.5 games with, 50-some games to go. It's just, I mean, really, to stay in this, it's just don't screw it up. Like, if you keep winning series more often than not, and we're talking like if you win 4 out of every 5 series, mm-hmm. I think you're going to be right there in the thick of it in the final week of the season. And then I think all bets are off because it's the last week of the season. We'll see how it goes down.
I mean, I'm hopeful that it comes down to the final couple weeks of the season, and then it just kind of plays its way out. The baseball god portion of me always wants to reward teams like the Rangers who made a real effort at the deadline and adding some starting pitching. You want to reward the teams like the Mariners that added the two big bats the way that they did. Like, the Guardians' process on this has not been the way that the baseball god should reward necessarily, but it'd be cool if they were able to stay in it for a little bit.
Yeah, to me, I think Stephen Vogt is clearly overmanaging, and you and I have both talked about that for 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. So Stephen is still frustrating from moment to moment. He's still doing things that it feels like might be getting in the way. But if this locker room sticks together through that 10-game losing streak into this stretch, and they make a playoff push from here and actually erase this 2.5-game deficit, and they're in the playoffs, I just think that's an incredible mark of an organization that went through a lot. Like, they shouldn't be here. With as bad as the offense was, with as much as that 10-game streak should have killed them.
And throw in the fact that two of their best players are out because of gambling-related issues.
And oh, by the way, that should be a massive, massive issue of just the dynamics in the clubhouse, whether you can trust each other or not.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that in spite of all of that nonsense, like, to me, like, it's fair to say, well, they're playing better. The schedule got a lot lighter. That's fair to say. They've also overcome so much in the last 30 days, 35 days, 40, 45 days. At some point, I just have to sit back and say, whatever you do from here, if you're in the playoffs at the end of this, I mean, kudos to Stephen Vogt. Kudos to the front office. Whether you did what I wanted to do or not at the deadline, landing the plane on this is an incredible accomplishment. And I actually give him a decent chance to do it. Like, they're still only 2 games above 500, but if that staff can stay healthy, they're going to have a chance to stick into it.
Fangraphs right now has him at a 17% chance, and that feels about right to myself.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably say a little bit, like maybe 25% chance.
Either way, like close to, let's call it then, you said like 25. They say, yeah, let's call it a 1-4, somewhere around there. Like, again, I do think your first assessment is the right one. This will probably come down to the final week of the season where they'll be close enough and then we can consider it from there. And if that's how this ends up going down, you know, final couple weeks, whatever it is, that's a real win for the Guardians.
And so if they are in it at the end, that means they're probably, I think the Red Sox are 8 games above 500 right now. So let's say they have to get
Red
to...
Red Sox are 12 games above 500, but the Yankees and the Mariners are 7 games above 500.
That's really embarrassing. I am a little dyslexic. However, so it's 12 games above 500. Let's say they get to 8, right?
Yeah.
From here, you're 2 games above 500. To climb 6 extra games when you've got... Ah, heck, what, 10 series left? No, probably closer to 13 or 14 series left. I just continue to come back to what's going to have to happen is the offense has to continue to do what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not murderer's row, but everybody's kind of pitching in. Jose, and Matt Underwood was spot on this earlier when he said Jose had a bad night last night, and you still were able to get multiple runs in that game.
That's what we typically see is like Jose shouldn't have to be Superman every single night. Like Arias, you saw how much he pimped out that home run last night.
Yeah.
Like, but it needs guys like that. It needs guys like Arias who had a four RBI night and just looked awesome to consistently step up.
So you need all of that from the offense where you don't have to be great. We just need all hands on deck kind of situation. The rotation needs to stay healthy, which is most important. So whether it's Gavin, Ciccone, Logan Allen's actually been more serviceable. We kind of got to figure out what the hell's going on with Tanner Bibee. If these five guys can stick with it, though, that and I think just kind of a makeshift approach here, guys like Enright sticking up in the bullpen. Gattis has always scared the crap out of me, but
you've been calling for Gattis for 3 weeks now.
I think Cade Smith locking into the closer role in the second half, I think it's
last night
doable.
Got dicey for him too.
Yeah, he's had a couple since switching to the bullpen switching to the closer's role. That's okay. There's going to be an adjustment there. We don't think about that because he's just got great stuff and he's kind of been your high leverage guy earlier in games, all around games. It is different. It is different when you know, hey, your number could be called in the fifth inning, the sixth inning, the seventh inning, and eighth inning. When you know, hey, if you're going into this game, it'll be in the ninth or tenth inning. But I think there's the roadmap there. And I think it's just more of what they've been doing the last 24 games.
They've gotten themselves in an interesting spot. My expectations are zero, and I think that's a good thing for them, by the way, that like everyone's expectations have kind of come back down to earth, and now so they get to play with the idea that if they just get to a spot where they're contending in the final couple weeks, we're all going to look at that as a big-time win. I mean, just think about the setup you had for that. For them to be 2 games over 500 with everything they've gone through this year, it really is incredible.
Well, and here's the thing. I love the low expectations talk because that is where it should be. Until proven otherwise, you're a 500 team. I don't see anything that they've done in the last 24 games that I don't think they can keep doing. But again, it's 24 games versus, 100 games? 90 games? Like, where we're kind of playing the reverse of last year. I mean, here's the thing. If they're in the playoff hunt the final week, it's a significant accomplishment. If they make the playoffs, it's a slightly bigger accomplishment. If they make it to the divisional round, I mean, just making that next step of a series in and of itself is a huge accomplishment. And I kind of like being in that situation where, because you've been through the vitriol and the disappointment, now it's just let's let this thing play out, see where it goes, and let's see if you can build something tangible going forward, and maybe that winning environment fosters, maybe all of a sudden you shake free and Arias is your everyday shortstop going forward. Maybe there's a spot, by the way, Rocchio's played really well since coming back from Columbus.
Yeah, no, he did.
Maybe now you have your up the middle of the infield kind of set there between Rocchi and Arias, no matter how many you set it. I think there's an opportunity for Bo Naylor. Bo has hit for more power recently. I think he's hit 11 home runs. So there's plenty of opportunities for young bats.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To distinguish themselves going into 2026, I'm okay if that's the stakes. Like, hey, it's great if you make a playoff push, but let's see who can really see who's going to be here next year and who won't.
I'm going to be curious to see. I think if you told people what's the story of this year outside of the mega story with the gambling and everything associated with that, I think they'd talk about the frustration with the platoons and the frustration with the idea that it's just J-Ram and Kwan that get the everyday at-bats and that's it on this team. And I'll be curious to see if maybe over the next 30 days or so, the Guardians kind of kick that to the curb and do a more traditional approach, at least for some more pieces in this lineup.
So, I think the platoons are still going to piss people off. I don't think Kafis is getting the full nod in right field. Sorry. That's just they don't seem to be doing that. I think we're going to see between Schneeman, Angel Martinez, Rocchio, and Arias, there's some mix of center field, shortstop, and second base. The one that I just think, like, all right, you're going down the stretch. You need more pop in the lineup.
Manzardo.
I mean, Manzardo with 18 home runs. Like, give the, just... It's not going to happen because there's 50 games left in the season or 50-some games in the... But, like, just give the kid a run and see if he can just... Because him solidifying himself was, one, an everyday player, but, two, as your cleanup hitter, that is a huge piece that you then don't have to answer going forward.
Well, but it's so odd because they're so close to the wild card, and I'm sitting here, and I want to be the person that's like... I don't need to see Carlos Santana ever play baseball again at this point. And I truthfully don't. I've advocated for a while. I don't need to see him hit anymore at all. If it means Manzardo gets everyday opportunities, that's what I want to see instead. But it also then I fall short and I'm like, well, it doesn't really hurt that much anyway, does it? And that's that mentality right there is not something you have if you're in the driver's seat and you're already in a great position to have a wild card opportunity.
So I don't think this sweet spot here where, they're in a nice spot, but you don't control your own destiny. I can last for another three series. If you win the next three series, you finish off the series win against the Mets, you go on for the next, let's say, three series after this. So you're taking at least what? So you're going to be up an extra two games, so you'll be four games above 500 by then.
Okay.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, I think you're going to see people flip back to the expectations. After just kind of thinking
about it. But then I hope that then if they flip back to the expectations, I hope that people flip back to the idea that we got some dead weight on this team that we need to not be giving at bats to.
I mean, but isn't that what the final 50-some games are about this year, other than winning?
Well, that in theory, yes, 100%. But that's the problem, is that we haven't seen them make the moves that adjust with that accordingly.
I mean, who are they for the people who want Nolan Jones DFA'd today? Who are they going to bring up? You want Jonathan Rodriguez back?
No, I told you my whole thing is Carlos Santana.
Yeah, I'm
fine. If Nolan Jones wants to continue getting at bats, I'm not calling for that right now.
Here's why Carlos is still here. It's the veteran part of this. And I don't agree with him getting reps with Manzardo, given where we are. And I even would like to see David Fry get every day at bats, given that you got to figure out what you're going to do with him next year, even though he'll be able to return to the field. But I at least can understand, Carlos is here and playing periodically, or a fair amount, because of the veteran side of this.
But you can still be the veteran leader from the bench, though. I mean, it's one of those deals where everything he offers up from a veteran standpoint, throw him a couple Sunday games, because we love those Sunday games. And then, he gets some opportunities instead of David Fry at the DH spot. And it doesn't completely zap him. But at this point, I don't need to see him play baseball again. But I can't even argue it from I can't scream from the mountaintops for it. Because right now it just feels like, well, why are you doing that? Why bother?
Well, I just think, to me, it's if you want to play Carlos four times a week, okay? And half of those times, or three of the four times, he's at first base and Manzardo is DHing. Okay. As long as the other days of the week, David Fry's DHing and Manzo's playing first base, so you're getting him 6 days a week.
Yeah.
I just think that's such a, you're still getting Carlos meaningful reps, because I went a step further than you saying just a couple Sunday games. No, I'm saying we'll give you 4 days a week. But they're going to be you're at first base and Manzo's DHing. And then when Manzo's at first base, that means David Fry will be there. So you're really platooning DH and allowing Manzo to just get full-time hits.
I mean, if they got into the race, and Santana will never feel this way because he's such a big-time storied baseball career. But if they got further into the race, I'd almost want Santana to be like, okay, guys. I'll volunteer to take less opportunities and less at-bats because this is not for the betterment of the team. It would take a lot out of him. He'd never do it. But I would almost be clamoring for him to just take himself out because they're so hesitant to do so, and it's not helping this team at all.
The only thing is here, I'm going to I'll co-opt this plan. I'll co-sponsor it with you, but you have to go into the Guardians clubhouse and pitch it to Carlos.
Yeah.
You have to do...
Will you come with me on that trip too?
No.
Oh, no, that's a solo mission?
You have
to Carlos, gaslight him. Don't go in the clubhouse anymore. Hey, Carlos, it's been 8 years since you've seen me in this clubhouse. Yeah. Nice to see you again. By the way,
for the betterment of the team,
we're going to watch a movie.
Yeah.
It's called Old Yeller.
Yeah.
And I'll bring
the
popcorn.
You're the dog here.
Tell him up front. We have to spell it out for him.
Front loaded. Yeah. Or maybe you don't tell him at the end. You go, does that remind
the
you of
the dog is
anything?
An allegory for your career. Yeah. Okay, follow this from here to here.
I think I have finesse a little bit more. Carlos, does this remind you of anything that you can think of here?
He's crying because he just watches Old Yeller. He's just been tears.
Also, you got to call him Los. I don't know if that's even what he wants to be called, but that you assume the formality of Los, let's talk. But first, let's watch Old Yeller. You just let me know.
Yeah, this is going to go over. It's going to be great.
Or maybe it's the win one for the Gipper. What was that? The Pride of Notre Dame. Maybe watch that one. In this,
it'd just be an all day movie.
In this way, you've got the terminal illness and it's aging. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.